the Anointed One, might have hope in eternity. And that's the only hope, by the way, for all of us. Jew or Gentile, it makes no difference. But for the moment, both Jew and Gentile are all being concluded in unrighteousness because the practice of sodomy is now turning the entire world into Sodom and Gomorrah, just as Jesus said it would be before his second coming. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith, friends, to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God loves you, but he doesn't love what we do. It's contrary to his will.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck, a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grace.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who's been at this battle almost as long as I have, and maybe a little longer. And we're trying to get the American people to understand that freedom is not free, that there are people who want to take away our freedom, that our government has really been taken over by a subversive element. And basically, of course, they're violating our laws routinely. And one of the things they're doing is spying on everybody. Of course, it's always in the name they're protecting us from those wicked terrorists who attacked our country on the 11th of September, 2001. But ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is watch Building 7 come down. You can see it on the internet. You'll see that's a controlled demolition. And that was a controlled demolition. Then they killed almost 3,000 people that day so they could justify spying on us and so that they could justify getting us into a terrible, terrible war over in Afghanistan and Iraq, where hundreds of thousands of people have died needlessly. But now, of course, they're using, of course, the war on terror, the fear, certainly, that we're going to lose our freedom to these wicked terrorists to justify a massive spying campaign on the American people, which is really, of course, what this whole issue with the fellow who worked for the government is concerned, Snowden. And as he was trying to get this information out, Snowden is now sequestered in an airport in Russia. I don't know whatever's going to come of him. And he's been saying recently exactly what Steve, who is our guest today, Steve Frank, and I have been saying for a long time, and that is that they're tapping all of our telephone calls. They're reading all of our emails. Now, they're certainly reading all of our faxes. They've been doing it for many years before the terrorist attack. And the terrorism is simply an excuse to justify the move towards a dictatorship. Basically, they were even tapping the telephone and reading all of the emails and faxes on the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Oh, these people just will tap anybody. They want information on everybody, on generals, on people in high positions of government, so they can blackmail them. And believe me, they listen in on the telephone calls of our congressmen and our senators. And if there's any indiscretion there, why, of course, they'll use it to blackmail them. Steve, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, always a pleasure to be with you.
Why don't you pick up the story and let's get your impression of what's going on.
Well, I have to go back to 2007. In that year at the U.S. Senate, they voted on the continuation of the Patriot Act and all the items in there that allows for the spying on American citizens that we now have found out through Edward Snowden's whistleblowing. And there was a U.S. senator that went on the floor of the Senate denouncing it as an invasion of privacy. It's unconstitutional, and it is just wrong to treat the people of the United States like criminals. The name of that U.S. senator who voted against the continuation of the Patriot Act was the Illinois Senator Barack Obama.
And, of course, now President Obama goes right along with this, but, of course, they have all sorts of material on Barack Obama, his indiscretions. There's a great deal of evidence that he's homosexual. They could destroy him anytime they wanted to, but they're not about to do that. They're going to use him, and he will do exactly what he's told to do. You must understand the president is simply a pawn in the hands of these wicked people who control the government from behind the scenes. And most people don't understand that. Why would he say one thing one day and do another thing? Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine vitamin and plant-derived mineral complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
And the Bill Gates Foundation,
Hold that thought. Well, I guess it's Stephen Frank, and he is expressing his concern about certainly the fact that we are spying not only on Americans, literally all Americans are potentially being watched, but that we also have our agents over spying on the Germans and the French and the English, and people over there are acting very offended. Why, my goodness, how could that be going on? Why we can't trust the Americans? They've known all about this is all showbiz, ladies and gentlemen. They're all in on this together. The English come over here and spy. We go over to England and spy. We're spying throughout Europe. And the people over there know. They know who controls the power of the world, but they have to put the show on for their citizens so that the average citizen over there doesn't understand. This is being all being done with the permission of their governments. And Mrs. Merkel in Germany is simply part and parcel of this whole thing. She may put on a good show, being indignant about the spying, but they're all in on it, ladies and gentlemen. I believe they're all in on it. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And we can even look to what's going on in our schools. As I mentioned before, there's a foundation called the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And that foundation gives out hundreds of millions of dollars to school districts around the country for different educational programs, to buy computers, to buy textbooks, to buy updated equipment. And that's a good thing. But now we have found out that in exchange for that, the school districts give the Melinda, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation personal information on the students in the schools that receive this. So if a school district takes money from the Gates Foundation, they then turn over personal information on the students. And what does the Gates Foundation do with it? They turn it over to private vendors like Scholastic and other vendors to the schools, so that the private vendors then have the personal information on students and will be able to sell material directly to the students and the students' parents and know what the students, what they believe the students need, and what attitudes the students have, and is it the right of a local school district to give your students private information to a foundation, which then gives it to corporations. And so we have a myriad of spying going on, whether it's from the federal government or so-called nonprofits that appear to be doing well, but a good nonprofit does not take personal information and then give it to crony capitalists. And so the American people need to really recognize that we are under attack everywhere we go. Then you have, if you think that lack of privacy is not good, this past weekend a story appeared that most police departments in California are buying what they call license plate readers. These are special cameras that go in the police cars that give the police cars a 360-degree picture of what is going on. And what they're looking for are license plates. So now we have found in Los Angeles and several other cities that police departments are collecting data on where you were at, where your car was at 8 o'clock this morning, 9 o'clock this morning, that was on the streets, where you go. They then, through computerization, check to see who owns the car. And purportedly, this is for the purpose of finding people who have stolen cars or have warrants out against them. In reality, it's a total monitoring of you through your car's license plate hour by hour, and computers are capable of doing that. So whether it's your student at school or whether you're driving to the supermarket or whether you're making a phone call, government at all levels are spying on us, and we, the American people, mostly have no idea this is going on.
And I think people say, well, but I'm not doing anything wrong. Why should I be concerned? And ladies and gentlemen, the reason you should be concerned is because this is 1984. And if you haven't read the book, well, you need to get it and read George Orwell's book again. They're not interested in whether you've done anything wrong. You may be a Christian. Well, they hate Christians. And believe me, well, the Germans simply killed millions of Christians. Hitler killed about 12 million innocent Christians. He killed 6 million Jews. 12 million Christians he killed. We never talk about that. Why did he kill them? Because he hated Christians, just like he hated the Jews. Couldn't kill all the Christians because most people at that time were Christian. Of course, Germany is no longer a Christian nation. Europe is no longer Christian. England is no longer Christian. And tragically, America is no longer a Christian nation. Just look and see what's going on here. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, this is why the American people have to wake up. every item, every little bit of information, whether it is magazines that we subscribe to, whether it is our checking account, or where we take our vacations, what we buy, our credit card receipt, all of this, in one form or another, appears in government files so they could create a profile of any of us.
But even more than that, Steve, I think one of the most frightening things is that there is certainly software in all of the modern cell phones and the modern computers so that they can actually pick up what you are saying even when your cell phone is turned off. If it's anywhere close to a voice, they'll be able to pick that up. They can do the same thing with certainly with your computers if they have certainly microphones in them so that you can talk to other people. They will be able to listen to everything you're saying. People don't understand the degree of surveillance they have. They have the ability, facial recognition, certainly, that they can get your picture and they can tell instantaneously who you are, where you're headed. Why would they want all this information? Because these people want a totally regulated society, and they do really have genocidal programs on hand. And if you doubt that, you need to go to Elberton, Georgia, and stand in the shadow of the great monument there that nobody ever talks about, that monument that talks about and discusses the elimination of 90 or well over 90% of the population of the world. There really are people, ladies and gentlemen, who want that. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. Look it up on the internet and basically understand there are people who have a different agenda because they worship a different God. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And that's correct. There are organizations called Population Zero, Population Stabilization, that don't want to have more people on this earth and will do whatever it takes to stop them. We as a people need to stand up for freedom, and unfortunately, that means standing up to government. It's no longer the easy for people to sit back and wait for government to do to them, because every day taxes go up, regulations harm our jobs, policies kill industries, and all of this is by government. And then when you want to fight against it, you then have and join with your friends and neighbors, then you have the IRS harassing you. And if you really continue to fight, then you have the NSA and the CIA go after you. At this very moment, the federal government has out to bid a $1 billion data center to be built in the state of Utah to keep all of this information. They're going to build a new computer center in Utah just to keep this information. Why aren't we protesting that? If we were the left, we would be out at the site of this data center, which is to be built, and protest it and say, not here, not in our state, not in our country. And it's going to take that type of action. And so while Snowden is stuck in the airport in Moscow, he continues to release documents showing more and more of the corruption of the American government. And here's the challenge. If we know that the police are allowed to go into a criminal syndicate, lie about who they are, and then bring out information and then charge the criminals with a crime, we understand that. But what happens when the criminal is the government itself? And what Snowden did, regardless of what you may think of him personally, he went into a criminal syndicate, which is the U.S. government at this time, and he brought out the information to prove that the U.S. government was violating the Constitution, the laws of every one of the 50 states, and violating the privacy of people, not merely in Monterey or in Los Angeles, but people in Berlin, people in Peking. The United States is violating everybody's rights on this earth. And yet, if you watch the evening news, you will hear talk about Snowden. Is he a good guy, a bad guy, what he is, who he is, what he's doing today, where he's going to go. You don't hear Brian Williams talking about the corruption of the federal government. You don't hear Scott Pelley on CBS describing how President Obama has been able to steal people's emails.
But I think the reason you don't hear about it is these people want to keep their jobs. If they came out and told the truth, they would be out of a job and they would be blacklisted. I know people who've been in the media who've tried to come forward and bring out the truth, and they've lost their jobs, and then they're blacklisted because all of the media, almost all of it, is controlled by interlocking syndicate that ties into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, when they blacklist you, you will never get another job. And basically, because this has happened not once, but many, many times, we need to have people who have the courage to speak out. If you do have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and give back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you sound. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And we have with us other guests this evening, Stephen Frank, who, and Steve actually puts out a regular email on his own to his listeners to call their attention, to focus their attention on the very real problems that face America. Being critical of what's going on in Washington, D.C. does not mean what is not patriotic. Being critical of what's going on in Washington, D.C. today means you are patriotic and you want to retain our freedom and what the heritage this country was built upon. And unfortunately, our government has been taken over. The leaders of both political parties fit into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a small group of very wealthy and powerful people who've basically taken control of the leadership of both political parties. They control the media, they control the banking, they control most of the major corporations, and they make mockery of our electoral process because, of course, now they use the electronic voting machines, and there's no way to tell certainly how many of them are fraudulent. We do know that there were thousands of voting irregularities last November when President Obama was reelected. And what happened? Why, immediately there was the scandal of General Petraeus, and we focused our attention on General Petraeus's indiscretion with a woman, not his wife, rather than on the thousands of voting irregularities, and nobody ever talks about them. Was President Obama really reelected? We don't know, and we never will know, because with the electronic voting machines, there's no way to verify the results. Well, let's quickly go to Michael, who's calling us from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And hi, Michael, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I thank you very much. You know, since I've been listening to your show, I've been doing a lot of research. At first, I was a little skeptical, but after I've done a lot of research, what I'm finding out is everything that you talk about is true. Frankly, Mr. Mortimer, I think what we need to do at this point, you know, is set up a fund that we could start putting the money in and then expose these people that are, you know, trying to take our freedoms and our liberty away. And the voting thing where you were just speaking about, I believe it was back in 1880, they started the paper ballot. And once they did that, then they had a secret vote. So once you have a secret vote, then, you know, if you have a vote to where the person is secret but the vote isn't secret, then you can't scam everybody. But if you have a secret vote where the vote can't be, you know, not secret, then that's when we came into the fraud within the election. So we need to have the vote that is publicly known and that the person that cast the vote can be secret, but the vote cannot be secret. Because
the worst thing in the world would be for people to have everyone know how they voted. And that is a secret vote. But what we need, of course, is to have them counted locally and make sure that they're compiled locally. And basically, thank you very much for your call. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Michael?
Yeah, I'm just really serious about maybe we can all send in, we could set up a fund through the radio station.
What we want to do is back the people who are on the front lines of this. Back people like Alex Jones and Joyce Rowley. You might even want to back Radio Liberty. We appreciate, though, your thoughts. Back the people who are already on the front lines. Because if you set up a fund, Michael, who would hold the money? And you'd find out before long it was the people on the other side. This is what they always do. They're the finest conservatives and patriots you ever saw until they get in positions of power. The conservative movement is infiltrated. The liberal movement is infiltrated. The Christian movement is infiltrated. The Republicans are infiltrated. The Democrats are infiltrated. I hope so far we're not infiltrated. Hey, God bless. Thanks for calling.
Dr. Stan?
Yeah.
Yes. They, you're right. They do infiltrate everything, but you know, it takes money to fight a war, and we got to start putting some money in.
Well, I hope you will. In fact, we could sure use some funds because we just lost a couple of our advertisers. But God bless, Michael. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. And if you'd like to donate to Radio Liberty, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. God bless. And, Stephen, what are your thoughts about what Michael was saying?
Well, you know, both you and Michael are talking about paper ballots and ballots being counted. I have a bigger fear than that. Here in California and in several other states, they now have what's called online voter registration. Literally, people can go to their computer, register to vote, then register for a permanent absentee ballot, and no one has ever seen these people. No one knows if these people even exist. The ballot then goes to an address, but who knows who's getting the ballot at that address? And so we have a real problem at the very beginning of the process. Voting is the end of the process or near the end, but the very first step is voter registration. And here in California, in a couple of years, we're going to have...
Most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Voting, unfortunately, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Steve Frank. And, well, let's get Bruce calling from Michigan. Bruce, you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask your guest there, what is his, where's the line between informing individuals of, you know, what's going on in America, and a lot of it's not great, and the difference between that and fear-mongering, and whether that's a patriotic thing to do, and whether it's even Christian. because there's a lot of people making money off of that today.
I'm sorry. Now, what is your point, though? The fear mongering, telling people what's going on, is fear mongering or what?
No, I just want to ask him what, in his opinion, what the difference is between informing America of certain things and, you know, intertwining some valid things and some invalid things, and whether that's a very patriotic thing to do, especially when, you know, it comes across as, you know, under the auspices of being a Christian organization and people making money off of it.
Well, what Christian organization are you talking about that's making money off of it? What Christian organization are you speaking of? Because you're talking about Christian organizations, and we're talking about principles, and you're talking about Christian organizations and defaming them for putting the information out. Which Christian organization were you thinking of?
Well, I don't know. You know, somebody told me about a radio program, and I forget the exact name of it, but, you know, I guess there's questionable as to whether it's fear-mongering or whether it's a Christian organization.
We really don't know what organization we're talking about, and we don't really know what they're doing, so how could we possibly answer your question if we don't know what the organization is or what they're doing?
Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to find out the name of the organization and probably call back.
All right, fine. I think that would be fine. Please get the name of the organization. Give us a call back.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. And basically, if you're out there in the telephone, the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I think that telling people certainly what's going on is vitally important. Don't you, Steve?
Well, Harry Truman had a great saying. He said, "I don't give them hell. I just tell the truth, and they think it's hell."
Right. Well, I think that basically we have to tell people. Now, there's some people who are out there trying to make money. Of course, we don't even take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary. I don't take a salary. We lose money, certainly on a regular basis. We do what we do because we care. Now, before we go on, Steve, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your organization and get your material. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And you don't actually charge for your letter, do you, your report?
No, I put out the California Political News and Views, and it comes out at 3 a.m. every morning, and it gives stories and information that the mainstream media doesn't put out or misleads the public about. I put out 10 stories a day at 3 a.m. in the morning. And all you have to do is go to the website, capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and on the right side of the main page, put your email address, hit submit, and you'll get a free website. Unfortunately, Dr. Stan, sometime today, some vandals hacked into my website, and right now it's closed down, and will probably be closed down till the morning. But it should be back up tomorrow. The web people are working on it right now as we speak. But these things happen commonly to conservative websites, that they get hacked by people who don't want these type of stories out there. And so that is a problem.
Oh, okay, well, let's go to Jeff, who's patiently waiting on the line here. Hi, Jeff. Oh, is this Jeff or John?
Are you speaking with me?
I'm speaking to you, right.
Yeah, this is Bruce from Michigan.
This is Bruce from Michigan. Okay, fine. Well, then, Bruce, you go right ahead.
I'd like to know what happened with the Ecuadorian, Mr. Snowden.
All right, fine. Mr. Snowden wanted to go to Ecuador, basically. He had hoped he could go there and get asylum. Do you have any comments on that, Steve?
Yes. Well, what happened was, in order to get asylum, he has to show his passport. And late last week, the U.S. government canceled Snowden's passport. And so without that, he can't leave Moscow. My guess is some country is going to send a plane and just take him. But at this point, the United States government has stranded Snowden. They've not charged him with any crime. He's not been convicted of any crime, but they've taken away his passport, which in essence has taken away his citizenship without a trial, without prosecution, and without even charges being brought against him. It's just this type of outrageous conduct by the U.S. government that causes the world to see that President Obama is not somebody that can be trusted with leadership or power. He's violated the Constitution numerous ways, and now he has literally taken the citizenship of an American without any hearings whatsoever. He can go to Ecuador, but he has to have his passport.
Okay, does that answer your question, Bruce?
So in other words, it's not that Ecuador has suddenly lost its courage.
I think that they've threatened Ecuador. They've told them that they will cut off there. I say that we buy a lot of flowers and we buy other things from Ecuador, and they've simply told Ecuador, if you defy us, we will destroy you. And basically, of course, I'm sure that the political leaders down there realize that they could send assassins down and kill them, and they do this, and they know that we send assassins out to kill people all over the world. I mean, this is the way the world really works, and as a result, why the people in Ecuador simply back down. That's the reality, okay?
So Mr. Assange had released the hottest things he had, and now he's like a cold potato.
That's absolutely.
Mr. Snowden is still very radioactive.
Right.
Now, I swear tonight that the scroll is very hard to read, but I was watching the French news this evening, and they didn't have Russian news on this evening. They preempted it with a movie. But on the French news, said Snowden asked for Russian asylum. I swear that's what I read. It's very small.
It may very well be. Apparently, Putin has said, well, the only way he would get Russian asylum is if he stops releasing information. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Let's go to John calling us from Spokane. That's John from Spokane, Washington. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a quick comment, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
Okay, the guy that called earlier about the difference between fear-mongering and reporting information, the key thing is this. Number one is what you intend to do with the listeners or the reader's attention. If the intention with the information is to put a person into their head, drive their attention inward and create fear by pushing their attention inward, that's fear-mongering. If you're giving people information that causes them to be able to look and see where the danger is coming from, it actually extroverts the person. And as a result, it's not fear-mongering. It puts a person more in a position to be able to do something about it. So the key thing is where the person's attention goes, and do they feel like there's nothing they can do about it, or do they feel like there's something that they can do about it? And that's the difference.
All right, that's very well said. Anything, have any comments on that, Steve?
No, I think the gentleman is quite correct. Fear-mongering is just for the purpose of getting people riled up. The problem is that when you start telling the truth, especially about government, government feels threatened by it, and it should be because the facts are against them. I don't know if you saw the story today, but President Obama is in Africa, and he announced that if the African people buy cars and air conditioning, in other words, if they get a better standard of living, they will kill the planet. That's what he said. But you could bet that tomorrow, when conservatives start talking about that statement of the president, they'll be called fear-mongers and liars, even though that's exactly what the president said. So the problem is, if you're oxing the gore of if you're goring the government, you better be ready for the heat, because government doesn't like it. Just look at what the IRS has done to patriotic groups like the Tea Party and others that are standing up for their constitutional rights. That's not fear-mongering, what the Tea Party is doing. They're just telling the truth.
All right, John, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, that'll do it. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine. But I think, Chris, there's a great deal. If you look and see what's going on today, there's a great deal to be afraid of. because I think the greatest thing that you have to lose is your freedom. And freedom certainly is being progressively eroded. It is because the United States Supreme Court was taken over during the Roosevelt administration. The United States Supreme Court was packed with Masons. And basically, of course, it was the Masons on the United States Supreme Court who took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, knowing exactly what they were doing. And then, of course, certainly when the last Mason was Thurgood Marshall, after that, they put other people on who could be controlled. If you don't think that they tapped the telephone calls and conversations of all the justices on the Supreme Court, and they have certainly information which would be essentially prejudicial to every one of those people. They control the people on the Supreme Court and the voters they're told to. So they can always say, oh, it was a 5-4 vote. We just barely lost that one. Maybe things would get better. And ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to get better. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And until people really understand the power structure in Washington, D.C., and certainly what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, nothing is going to change. We've got Mike calling us from Michigan. Mike, did you have another question or comment?
Yeah, I was on the ask Frank. I thought, hey, let me turn this radio down. I thought of something. How is California going to pay this $127 billion that they owe? And on top of that, where are they going to come up with the money for the unfunded retirement plan plus all the other troubles going on? Okay, I was wondering
Let's get Stephen to tell us, where is California going to come up with all of the money that they borrowed and for all their unfunded liabilities?
Well, they're not. There is no way to do that. There are two separate issues that Mike brought up. First, the governor signed a bill the other day claiming the budget is balanced. The state auditor, on the other hand, claimed that and showed that there's $127 billion in deficit and unpaid debt owed by the state that the state is unable to pay. So as the state gets more money through taxation, they don't pay down the debt. They just forget it. And what the government is basically doing is refusing to pay what it owes. Then you have the unfunded liabilities, over $500 billion of the state CalPERS, $73 billion of CalSTRS, the teacher retirement, and $63 billion of the state health care plan for retirees, all of which is unsustainable. What's going to happen on the pension end of it is, at some point, like has happened in Rhode Island and in Alabama, the state of California is going to renounce the debt, and people's pensions are going to be cut dramatically, as it has in both Rhode Island and Alabama, and shortly to be done in state of Illinois. And so we're at a point here in California where government keeps asking us for more money, and for some reason at the November 2012 election, we voted a $42 billion tax on ourselves. The governor said it was to be for education, but now we know it's going to pay for pensions, expanded government, and pay raises for state employees. So I'm not sure we're ever going to pay that or can pay it. We may have to do like the city of San Bernardino and Stockton Vallejo have done. The state may have to declare bankruptcy or the equivalent for what a state can do.
Now, would you mind repeating? You were talking about the liability of PERS and these other retirement programs. Once again, did I understand you to say that one of these is $500 billion in arrears?
Actually, it's $525 billion. I was just rounding it off. Stanford University, which, as you know, is a very strong quality university, they have an institute that is connected to it that did a study 2 years ago, and it was better then than it is now. And the study showed that the CalPERS, which is the state retirement plan, has a $525 billion unfunded liability. And I know that you and your listeners think that's really bad and terrible. In fact, on January 1st, 2014, exactly 6 months from today, you're going to have that triple, because for the first time ever, the state pension systems are going to, are forced by law to be honest in their accounting. And here in California, it's been estimated that they have been lying to us by a factor of three, that it's really not $525 billion unfunded. It is actually $1.575 trillion that is unfunded just for CalPERS. And CalPERS has already announced that they are implementing and have begun to implement, because this is July 1st, a 50% increase in the contribution cities and government agencies have to pay to CalPERS just to keep that level of unfunded liability. And so that money comes from cops and firefighters and libraries and roads and basic government services, because the cities just don't have that sort of money. And you're going to see a lot more cities, like the city of Adelanto last week, which is in San Bernardino County in Southern California. City of Adelanto declared a fiscal emergency, which is a legal step that has to be taken prior to the declaration of bankruptcy to the city. And so you're going to see a lot more of that throughout the state of California. California is going to have a massive fiscal collapse, but it brought upon it itself.
Because this is not just California. This is really going to be happening in communities all across the country, won't it?
Yes. In fact, Illinois' pension system is worse off than the California pension system. And it is quite possible that in 2014, the state of Illinois is going to elect a Republican governor, because the Democrat governors have destroyed the economics of that.
Hold the thought. Hold the thought.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, sure to do what we sell. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 800-800-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening has been Stephen Frank. And he says certainly that the deficit for CalPERS, that is the California of Sydney Pension Board for State Employees, and the Sydney has includes some municipal employees, but it's about $1.6 trillion. That's T with $1 trillion. And then, of course, you've got other pension funds as well. So we're talking about a couple of $1 trillion that California owes, and there's no way it's ever going to be able to repay it. But then, of course, the federal government has a debt now of about $17 trillion. We're almost up to $17 trillion. And basically, the real debt is about $85 to $90 trillion, somewhere in there, $85 trillion, and there's no way it can be paid off. The only thing to do simply is to cancel the debt, go declare bankruptcy, and start in all over again. I hate to say that, but certainly most of the people who are depending upon the government for their pensions in the future, I fear, are in for a big surprise, because we've elected people to office who have been totally irresponsible. We've lived like millionaires, but the day of reckoning is coming. Steve, thanks very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you. One parting thought, and we'll let you go.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I have the same parting thought as always. It takes the people to fight back. So I urge everybody to go to the town meetings, to go to city council meetings, to listen to their legislators, to talk to their legislators. It has to start with each one of us doing our small part and then joining together with others. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night. God bless. And that's been Stephen Frank. And basically, great information. Get in touch with him. Get his newsletter. He puts it out for nothing. He does what he does because he cares about America. Do you? Well, we hope many of you out there will be in a position to help him. We hope many of you being out there will be in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, because basically our sales are way down. People are having problems, and we used to have certainly 10, 12 Amazon orders a day. Now, if we have one or two a day, we feel we're doing well. The ability of people to buy certainly the books and the CDs and the TV and CD sets we offer has been restricted, and quite frankly, we need your help. And if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And quite frankly, we do need your help. If you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And God has kept us going here for a good long while, and we hope we're going to be able to continue. But we need your help, and we have some wonderful health products which you should be taking, and certainly most people are not getting sufficient iodine. But they're not getting sufficient omega-3 oils. They're not getting sufficient other products, vitamin D3. Well, most people are deficient in vitamin D3. People need magnesium supplements. They need the other supplements that we offer. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get a list of the health products we offer, many of which Barbara and I personally take because we think that they are effective. We need to have the proper nutrition. And certainly you should have a supply of antibiotic on hand in case you start to come down with a flu or a cold. What is antibiotic? Is it an antibiotic? No, it's certainly oil of oregano and garlic and a couple of other things that will help you to boost your immune system. And certainly I take a couple of them every 4 hours if I start to come down with something. And for the last 20 years, I haven't missed one day from the radio because I've been sick. I take a lot of vitamin D and antibiotic. If I start to come down, not feel well, and many people have found that it has been beneficial for them. And basically, if you'd like to get a list of the products we carry, or the spices we carry, or the Miracle 2 products we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get a catalog. We do hope, of course, you'll want to get products from us. Perhaps you have something you'd like to advertise. or under any circumstances. We look forward to hearing from you. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be back in just a moment with the next hour of Radio Liberty.
One land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean white with gold. God bless America, my home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Deborah Traveras. And hi, how are you tonight, Deborah?
Well, Dr. Stan, I have so many breaking news stories tonight. I do have a very, very important document that we located on the White House government website that I want to talk to, but I really wanted to lead into it with a few other smaller stories just to sort of set the stage for the huge, broad thinking that's going to happen with this newly revealed document. So what I wanted to talk about first was just the understanding of the definition of the global smart grid. In documents, they tell us that this is centralizing the coordination of all power and utility trade. They say that it will establish a new regulating body that will be called the Global System Operator. Important to understand that the Global System Operator will take over the responsibilities that are currently existing with the independent system operators. So what does that mean? That means that, as we've spoken about this before, Dr. Stan, everything about the utilities is changing, and many of these workers that are working, deploying these biohazards on our homes, are going to be jobless.
All right, now basically what you're talking about is the smart meters. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay, talking about the smart meters, then we go to smart appliances, then we go to the smart grid, and everything is monitored, and people are systematically radiated, and people say, well, they wouldn't put something on my home that would radiate me, would they? And the answer is absolutely. Go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely correct. In fact, they're now using propaganda to manipulate people to accept their smart meters on their homes and smart appliances. And what's very interesting, we have that posted on our website on stopthecrime.net, and it's entitled Smart Meters Propaganda Used in Manipulating the People to Accept.
Now, that's a stopthecrime.net, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. They say that in the presentation that they're working with the Department of Energy to launch a energy Powerball contest that will offer large prizes to motivate more customers to engage and more utilities to adopt the standard of the grid. And it's very important to understand, when you read the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, you will, it's only 44 pages, and I can't express a more important document for only 44 pages. And what it says in that document is the ploys that the government will use. And the silent weapons document was, of course, written in the late 40s and adopted in 1954 at the very first Bilderberg meeting as a policy. You can read that on stopthecrime.net on the source document tab under source documents. But what it says is the government will always give you a free sandwich ploy. You eat now and you pay later. And this is the technique that they're employing. When you learn what they're doing, you can see it plainly and you can avoid the traps that are all around us.
All right, fine. And now, once again, the name of the document that you're referring to, Deborah.
Yes, it's posted on our website, stopthecrime.net, and it is under the tag name Smart Meters, Propaganda Used in Manipulating People to Accept the Global Smart Grid.
All right, and ladies and gentlemen, there really is a program out here. They want to put the smart meters on everybody's home. But of course, basically, they are to control everything in your home, and they will know everything you're doing with it. You go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. Once people realize the massive program set in motion to create public consent, you'll realize the dangers behind all of the manipulation. And that is so well explained in the Silent Weapons and Quiet Wars document. And people, you know, why would any of us willingly accept microwave radiation frequencies that military documents say are used as weapons to target and kill? Why would we? Why would any of us accept a smart meter when we know the Department of Defense is deploying these biohazards on our home? And why have most of us been so ignorant in allowing this kind of obvious mistreatment? We have been carefully, really carefully over many years, programmed to obey.
Let me just, throw our listeners out there, let me explain to you that all of these are sources of radiation. Now, basically, we're surrounded by radiation, but when you actually have a generator very, very close to you, it can be harmful. I do know that certainly when they were first coming out with cell phones, the University of Washington, where my best friend went to school and did dental school, their alumni association had put out a report. And basically they said that after studying the danger of cell phones, this was before they were widely disseminated, they determined that they produce cancer. They could produce changes in our brain function, in our physiology, and then cell phones were dangerous. And as they certainly developed and were writing a paper for publication, they were actually threatened by the government and basically told that they would lose all of their government grants and everything else. They'd come under tremendous pressure if they dared to tell the American people the truth. Well, to the credit of the people, administration, the University of Washington, they went ahead and published the paper, and they pushed this out in their alumni bulletin, which I have a copy of. And basically, they know that cell phones are harmful. In fact, if you have a cell phone and you carry it on your belt or you're certainly in your pocket, if you're a male, certainly your sperm count will go down 50%. If you're a woman, you'll have much more difficulty conceiving. And of course, we don't know the fate of many of the female eggs, how many congenital malformations will come either from the damaged sperm that do survive or from the eggs in the woman's uterus. But we know that cell phone radiation is harmful. And we know that the radiation that comes from the meters, the smart meters that are going on the homes, can be dangerous, especially if you have a relay station, and you'll never know whether you have a relay station. You can actually object to getting and prevent a smart meter on your home, but most people have no idea the danger that they face from... Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. We're talking about the danger of smart meters and why you should be concerned about them and why you should not want them to have them on your home, just from the point of view of physical danger as well as from the fact that now they will be able to monitor everything you're doing. Basically, of course, the next step will be smart appliances. And starting this year, why appliances are being sold with chips in them so that the smart meters can read the smart chips in your home. And basically, soon they'll be able to monitor everything you do, every time you use the refrigerator, every time you use your coffee maker. Everything you do will be controlled and monitored by the smart appliances, by the smart meters, and ultimately by the smart grid. And there's nothing smart about it. It's totally diabolical. They want to control you from the cradle to the grave, and that's what it's all about. Deborah, pick up the story.
Well, that's absolutely true, Dr. Stan, and that's why I just am referring everybody to read the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, because they spend 4 pages out of this 44-page document talking about the ways in which they will monitor people. And again, this is a document.
Deborah, can you speak a little louder?
Yeah, this was a document, the silent weapons document that was produced in the 50s that I mentioned earlier. It spends 4 pages out of this 44-page document talking about all the ways that they will enforce apparatuses on us, how they will spy on us. It is unbelievable. I will tell you some of the things that they say that they told us back then. They said what they needed to know about everybody, because people say, well, so what? I have nothing to hide. Well, this is about absolute control, absolutely, where you will have no free will. So it's not about thinking that you're fine, you haven't committed any atrocities or any misdeeds. This is about controlling everybody on the planet and being submissive to mind control and manipulation, like you'll be remotely controlled. And so I can tell you on page 31 of the document, the question for that they wanted answered on every single person was what, where, why, when, how, and who. And they said that what they would do back in those days was they would have telephone taps, they would analyze the garbage, they would even watch the behavior of your children in school, they would know your standard of living by the kind of food you buy, the shelter you live in, the kind of clothing and transportation. They talk about your telephone would be itemized, and they would know your calls. They would know your family and friends, all your checking savings accounts, your purchases, of course. They would put the UPC code, that universal barcode, on it so they could tag exactly what you're buying. They talk about how the government ploys of welfare and Social Security and food stamps was on the principle of the ploy. The citizen will almost always make the collection of information easy if he operates on the free sandwich principle. Eat now and pay later. Back on page 32 of the silent weapons document, they said the government sources of intimidation and spying include the Internal Revenue Service, OSHA, the census, etc. They also will know everything about you, your strengths and weaknesses, your methods in which you cope, whether you use alcohol or drugs, all of these things. They would monitor and know how you pay your bills, your phone bills, your energy bills, your water bills, your political beliefs and contacts and positions. They want polls filled out. This is why they're creating a larger tax form. It is massive data collection and data mining, and it is a massive global brain that is being set up. And when you look at this document on page 34 of the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, again, they will check your telephone records. They will check your energy and utility purchases. And now, of course, with the smart meters that are being replaced globally on all homes, businesses, schools, that will track how you are living in your home by the sensors in your appliances. And if you don't yet have sensors in your appliances, the meter will know the frequency of the appliances you're using, and they will still know how you are living in your home. And you say, well, why do I care about that? Because there will be no privacy, and it's worse than that. This is just the beginning of acceptance of losing your freedoms totally. This document absolutely talks about everything that everyone needs to know. They talk about how they will allocate opportunities and they will destroy them, which is what they're doing in the United States now. They've shipped all our manufacturing and services offshore and over to China. They're hollowing out the middle class. When we went and listened to Al Gore speak about his new book, The Future, he made it very clear, as we all know, the jobs are not coming back. There is no way that he was saying, of course, that America can compete with the slave labor in China. And now they're going to be using 4 million robots in China in the manufacturing businesses to replace humans. We're starting to see more and more jobs evaporate because they're using machines to replace us. And this, of course, gets into the NASA war plan, Dr. Stan, that we've spoken about many times on prior shows. But for those that are listening right now that have not heard of this, I'll just tell you a few things about it. It is posted on stopthecrime.net under the source document tab. And it is a NASA war plan that was a PowerPoint by the chief NASA scientist given in 2001. And it some of the pages say these horrific things, such as page 93. Capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States using binary, biological, take down critical infrastructure, use of an electromagnetic pulse, which would take down all of the utilities. We would go back in the dark ages. They talk about radio frequencies used against our brains. They say that this would cause gross alteration in brain function and seizures and increase brain blood flow and cause death. They say that these techniques that are being discussed in this document are a completely new class of weaponry, and they deem it legal. On page 43, for example, they talk about the use of micron-sized mechanized dust that will be distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs. They say the dust mechanically bores into our lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They talk about how increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally. We require huge logistic trains, meaning we cost too much, and humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. And the very next page talks about robots in the large. What is happening here, based on this document and in the transhumanism agenda of the psychopathic elite, is they are altering our DNA. They call us cattle, and they are farming us. They detest us. When you read their documents that are on stopthecrime.net, you will hear them repeatedly refer to us as cattle. They do think of us as cattle, and they really are farming us. They're dumping poisons in our sky, in our water, in our food. We're just being attacked right and left because that is what they're doing. They look at us as cattle. And in this NASA war document, they say humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution. And they claim that they will direct evolution. And the document is about robots, cyborgs, and humans.
Now, which document are you referring to?
This is the NASA war document, Dr. Stan, that we've discussed a number of times
okay,
on prior
fine.
Shows.
Now, you mentioned you found a new document on the White House website.
Yes, I did, and I'm leading into that now. On the White House website, and it's posted on stopthecrime.net. We've just put it up over the last few days because I've had a number of scientists and doctors look at this and assess this. So we've put up many of the comments. But what it is a document that we found on the White House website entitled Realizing the Full Potential of Government Health Spectrum to Spur Economic Growth. And the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. This is dated July the 20th of 2012. Now, when you look at the members and the spectrum experts, you realize that there should be something to be very concerned about because all of these organizations are involved behind the global deployment of the smart grid. So the same cast of globalists are behind this as well. We're talking about Microsoft Corporation, Google, the FCC, the National Telecommunications and Information Association, Stanford University, the University of Southern California. Many venture capital partners are involved in this. There are many, many references to universities and members that have had a very huge, significant participation in this global agenda for a new world order.
Okay, now, basically, what is the function of this new White House document? What is it talking about?
What it is it has a map on page 12 that was very, 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 it's a horrible map. And so what we've done is we have put the words on this map that appear in the NASA war document so that people understand what this map is. And what it is, it's a map of the United States, and it is showing radar beams being filleted all over the east and west coast. And you can go to stopthecrime.net/mind, M-I-N-D, dot H-T-M-L, and you can see this document and look at this map. Essentially, what you're looking at is the targeting of the United States using radar. It is a silent weapons system, and the deployment is 2013.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. All right, go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, what this is these are our psychotronic weapons for mass mind control. And quantum computers are now going to run the show. It is mind theft. It is invasion of the human brain with artificial intelligence. And so, for many of you that may not understand what I'm talking about, NSA, you've recently heard about the Snowden leaks with all of the surveillance. Well, that's only the very tip of the iceberg. There is a hidden agenda, and it is going to be running Earth, Inc., is what it's called, and it is for global mind control of all societies by the quantum computer.
All right, now, basically, Deborah, how are they going to control minds? What effect will the radar beams have on the human mind?
Well, that's a good question. And when you look at the map and you see how the beaming of the radar and all of the significant coastlines that are being targeted, you see that they control specific thoughts and emotions.
Wait a minute. You can't see that on the chart. Basically, you can't see that on the graph.
Yes, you can see the radar.
I know you can see the radar, but you can't see what it's doing. How do you know that it's going to have any effect on the thoughts or the mind?
Well, because it is that type of L wave.
But did they tell you that? Do they say that in the report that this is specifically designed to affect the mind? Do they make that statement?
No, they don't make that statement. But what they do say at the very, very concluding end of this document is they say, we can't wait. World leadership is up for grabs, and follows first mover advantage. And they say that we can have a significant impact within the next 3 years.
In what way did they say how they're going to have the impact, or what this is certainly the waves will do to the human mind?
Yes. Well, this entire document is about spectrum, about waves and spectrum controlling of the mind.
Do they stipulate it that it is about controlling the mind?
Well, they. They talk about how this the spectrum allocation, the performance and knowledge. They talk about the standards. They talk about using pilot programs. They talk about how they will reduce the tests and the studies that would normally be required to be waived. They will modify the rules to allow general authorized devices to operate in two bands. So this is all about 3,550 to 3,650 millihertz radar bands, and this is to be determined by the FCC and the telecommunications industry. They talk about how they will be using the extended white space system already in operation as the starting system. This is all about frequencies. And I've posted on the website what the white space means on the television in between your programming. That is mind control. So I urge everyone to go and start looking at this. We've just posted it. We have just gotten the input from a number of various people that have looked at this, and they're just shocked. And I will tell you one
Hold
of...
Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah is saying that there's certainly this new program where they're going to be using these radar waves, certainly, specifically over the coastal areas across America. And basically, the inference is that this will have an impact on people's thought process. Is there any place, though, that they specifically say that this will impact on our thoughts or our ability to use our minds?
Well, the document with the levels of frequencies that are being discussed through it, those that understand what those levels will do to our thinking, understand that that's what this is all about.
But they don't actually say that, do they?
Well, they're saying it by the magnitude of the frequencies, Dr. Stan. And so that is why this document has sat around, just like the NASA war document. When we found that on the NASA website, that was horrific. And they telegraph things that they want you to understand in hopes that you won't understand what you see when you have it. And I can tell you that we have just gotten an interpretation back from Dr. Truott after he looked at this. He says this is just absolutely as nefarious and evil as anything can be. And a number of other people have responded the same way when they've looked at this information. And what he says is that you know how the NASA war document outlines, and then you look at the silent weapons document. He says, and he knows the digital Gwyn signals, and he says, I know without a doubt the specific harmonics needed for mass mind control. He says, do you know what the X factor to their pulsed ultra low frequency? Those are ELF. Mind control happens to be something called negative oxygen ions. He says, let me try to sum it up in a sixth grade language. The oxygen we breathe is composed of two oxygen molecules bound together. If the oxygen molecule is stripped of electrons, it becomes positively charged. Conversely, if there are extra electrons attached to the oxygen, it becomes negatively charged. Study after study after study on this, largely by DARPA and the Stanford Research Institute and the CIA MK Ultra, which is mind control, during the 60s and 70s, showed that humans breathing negative oxygen ions have remarkably better cognitive reasoning skills and much less likely to be mind controlled on a massive scale. And more importantly, are much more physically healthy. Negatively charged ions are vitally important for healthy humans. We hear about being on the coast and breathing those negative ions. Well, that's what he's talking about here. And then he goes on to say, now you must understand that the primary source of negative oxygen or ion generation is the seashore. The waves of the salty surf crashing onto the coastline rock and sand 24/7 generate massive negative ions of oxygen, which in turn supplies the entire nation with what can best be described as good vibration. Prevailing winds then circulate the negative charged ions throughout the nation.
But basically, it sounds like what then, if they're going to do this with the radar beams, that this would be good for us.
No. He says what strikes him most immediately is the fact that the digital wave signals, as shown on the map, are specifically only heavily concentrated along America's coastline and nowhere else. It appears that powers that be are seeking to electromagnetically strip ions from the air. I can see no other reason for this, frankly. The net result will be to it will be much more chemically depressed they'll depress the national population and much more easily mind control nations. And that is what mind control, that is the goal, is mind control. The global elites want to control everything absolutely, including our minds. And when you get into talking about targeted individuals that have been targeted in our country, thousands of people have been targeted for years all over the world with frequencies and beam weaponry. And this is a very, very horrific attack on people's lives. It's very misunderstood.
Well, no, basically, is there scientific evidence that you can actually come up with that actually certainly breathing this negatively charged oxygen is going to influence our mind? Do we know that to be a fact?
Well, he certainly has studied it, and many other sources
well, this
have
is Dr.
studied
Dr.
it.
Dr. Ott has given you this interpretation.
Yes, and several other people, and we've got those links posted up on our website.
All right, fine. What's the website?
It is stopthecrime.net.
Stopthecrime.net.
Yes.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. We're talking certainly about some of the things that are going on in the world today, right here at Radio Liberty. Back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Deborah Tavares. And Deborah, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners again how they can get in touch with your website, get your information, and if you're out there in the listening audience, Why, telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Deborah. But Deborah does a great deal of research, and she certainly has come up with a number of fascinating documents, one from the NASA website going into this incredible program that they have for monitoring the American people. Then, of course, we have certainly the material. This is actually issue having to do with this report. It actually is supposedly put out from the Bilderbergs. A man named William Cooper put that out. He distributed it widely, and eventually they sent a SWAT team out, and they killed him. And basically, of course, there's this new document that comes from the White House website. But anyway, Deborah, how can people get in touch with you and get the material that you're talking about? And suddenly you have several websites, a lot of fascinating information. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Deborah, how can people get to your website?
Yes, go to stopthecrime.net. To get to the document that we're talking about right now, just go /mind.html. If you forget that, just go to stopthecrime.net. You will find a mind control tab and go to that. But I want to just go over a couple of sentences that is in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document so that people hear what was dreamt up way back in the 40s and 50s. This is extremely important to understand because this was a declaration of war upon the civilian population in the United States, this Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. And the Rockefeller Foundation got in on the ground floor by making a grant to Harvard College and funded an economic research project for the study of the structure of the American economy. And then a year later, in 1949, the United States Air Force joined in. So it's very important to understand what this document is. It is the takeover by mechanisms of which the people will not see or feel. So here's how they describe. This is their description of the silent weapon system. Everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creator, but only in its own manner of functioning. It shoots situations instead of bullets, propelled by data processing instead of chemical reaction or explosion, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. It says it makes no obvious explosive noises and causes no obvious physical or mental damage and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with our lives. Unmistakable to a person that is a trained observer that knows what to look for. The public cannot comprehend this weapon and therefore cannot believe that they are even being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but that is because of the technique and of the technical nature of the silent weapon. They cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves against it. They say a silent weapon is applied gradually, and the public learns to adjust and adapt to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on our lives until the pressure, the psychological versus the economic, becomes too great, and they crack up. They say the silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individual of a society about knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. And this is what we're talking about. We are talking about a science that has been long since maneuvered and now is in place, and they are using frequency.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Michigan. We have a couple of callers on the line. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're talking about weapons that are designed to attack the mind. Now, basically, they put a lot of chemicals. Basically, they, for instance, they put fluoride in their drinking water. Why? Because fluoride affects the mind. Basically, they put aspartame certainly into our food. Why? Because aspartame attacks the mind. But basically, Chris, they put all sorts of products certainly. They put mercury into our teeth. Why? Because it's a poison that attacks the mind. Basically, they put aluminum. They spray aluminum into the air. And if you doubt that, go off on the internet and type in jet fuel aluminum. Jet fuel aluminum on Google and see what you find. And of course, why? Because aluminum attacks the mind. Of course, all of these things are carcinogenic. All of them certainly decrease the fertility. But understand that we are being attacked today. Right now, Mike from Michigan, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I got a question and a comment. The that was the best thing, what you just said, what I just heard you say to sort of explain everything, what's going on. I really appreciate that, because the duty of a patriot is to protect his country from its government, and you seem to be doing a very good job of that, Deborah, and you, I could tell by the seriousness in your voice, you know, it really moves me. But I got a question. If you got the time, could you briefly maybe explain to us what ICLEI is?
Well, what is?
You're saying ICLEI, that's International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, yes, Mike. ICLEI is a United Nations agenda. It is surfacing in all of our cities across the nation. If your city denies being a member, a dues-paying member of ICLEI, they are still a member by virtue of signing on to, and most cities right now are working on a climate action plan. And so what everyone listening can do to find out if your city has signed off your rights and are now operating under the United Nations, which they are, call your local building department, talk to your local planning department and ask for the planning director and ask if they are working on a climate action plan, because the climate action plan requires that they reduce greenhouse gas emissions and CO2. Now, I've just posted this weekend on our website, stopthecrime.net. Very important to go to that. It is an announcement out of NASA that confirms. It came out in March. That confirms NASA has admitted that there is not a problem with CO2. And so you can go to our website and take a look at that document. It is unbelievable. I mean, it's a fraud. When you read the report from Iron Mountain, again, that's on the website, you see that pollution was created. The elite said that they would create mass pollution. They would call it global warming. And that's what has happened. Right now, our forests are being eliminated because they said they would deforest us. And that is what's happening. And the pH change in the soil is going to only allow Monsanto seeds to grow, because the soil is so toxic that the heirloom seeds won't be able to grow any longer. Look at the horrific fires that we're having in Nevada right now. The heavy amounts of metal, the aluminum and strontium and barium, are highly combustible. The forests ignite, and the fires travel fast and hotter. This is all part of what we're seeing. I spoke, I think, last time on Dr. Stan's program about the sudden oak death syndrome happening here in California. And we have really, literally, hundreds of thousands of oak trees that are just falling over. And that is because the metals get into the root system of the trees, clog them, just like plaque in our arteries. And the trees cannot take up nutrients or water. So what we had in our community, and this is extremely important for everyone that's listening, the attack is in every single direction upon our freedom, and it comes in extremely unusual ways. And one of the things that just happened to us is UC Berkeley came up to our town, Santa Rosa in Northern California, with the Master Gardener program and was conscripting local neighbors. They called it a science project, conscripting neighbors to go on to neighbors' properties and get mold trees, the oak trees and the laurel, the bay laurel trees. They say the bay laurels are the host for this mold, sudden oak death syndrome. And then if they suspect that a laurel tree has infected an oak tree, they gave us these collection bags from UC Berkeley. And I asked them, well, wait a minute, because they wanted GPS coordinates, and they were going to put infected properties up on Google Earth map, and these properties would show infected. They told us that the infection would always remain. There is nothing to, at this moment, that will stop the mold. They also told us that if you find a tree that's molded, you have to wash your shoes off with bleach and a brisk brush and do the same with your car tires or your bike tires. So I asked the question, or the question was asked, is this going to mean ultimately that areas are going to be quarantined? And they said, well, they haven't gotten that far in the discussion. Well, I can tell you this is exactly where it's heading, because they told us to only collect these contaminated molded tree specimen leaves from our neighbors and from open space, but not from federally owned land. When asked why not from federally owned land, they said that they have not been given the permission for us to do that.
And they haven't got permission not to go onto private property either. Ladies and Mark, this is all a scam. It is to bring property under control.
Yes.
And basically, they are creating all of these problems intentionally. They know how to actually create hot weather, and they actually are doing this. They're doing it by their spraying, which is trapping the heat. The heat can get in, the sun rays can get in, but they can't be reflected back. They know what they're doing. They're creating the problems, the fires and everything. God bless. Thanks so much. Let's go to
Joe is calling us from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, yeah, well, it's basically one, I just want to add to your guest's talk about this negativeness of ions, negative ions. I ran this by you one time, Dr. Stan, when you called me back on a particular show, and I was telling you about how magnetized water will be able to cleanse your whole body from any kind of toxins or whatever that are positively charged. You remember that, Dr. Stan?
I really don't, Joe, but go ahead. What was the point?
Okay. So what I'm asking your guest is, if in fact you would be able to take a magnet with the south-facing side upwards and put a bottle of water on top of the south-facing side of the magnet, what you will be able to do is negatively charge that water. It takes about 10 hours. And then in so drinking it over a period of several months, you will cleanse your body of any toxins that have infiltrated your body.
Okay, fine, Joe. I appreciate that information. And let's go to Jack, who's calling us from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I also want to corroborate that negative ions. I've been using negative ion generators, Dr. Sam, since I met a diplomat, a local guy that was in World War II as a diplomat. Anyway, negative ion generators are really great. When the chemtrails out here, Dr. Stan, are so bad, I go out, and it's like a plasma field that smacks me. I stay in the house with my negative ion generators, and it works out great. But I wanted to say that Nick Begich has done a video, a DVD documentary called Brave New World, where he corroborates what Deborah is saying, that they've got some exotic mind control technology that apparently has been deployed already in conjunction with HEART. And, you know, so this is no surprise from what I heard of Nick Begich. And then the bay laurel, by the way, in the realm of essential oil therapy, bay laurel is a very therapeutic. In fact, if I get a bad insect bite, it itches real bad, I take the bay leaf oil. And
okay,
I just
okay, fine. Well, thank you so very much. But
well,
we want to get Deborah to Deborah. We're just running out of time, and everybody wants to give a long talk. I want to get your information out. Go right ahead.
Well, yes. Please go to the website. Take a look at the most recent NASA document explaining that they are now backing away from the idea of global warming. I think what everyone needs to do is to absolutely not comply, because we're being hit from a million directions now. Our property taxes are being hit. We've received increases on rental properties where they're now saying because of the high foreclosure rate that they have to send code enforcement through the cities now to see if people are mowing their lawns and healthy homes. The taxes are being launched now from every possible direction. They're talking about rain tax on impervious areas that get water from the rain. If it runs off your property, that is pollution, and you're going to be taxed for that portion of pollution. It is getting insane. And I want to end by saying, please go read the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. Also, one final thing, for those of you that have not understood what Common Core curriculum is, it is starting across the nation in the fall. They won't be using cursive writing anymore. Therefore, the children will not be able to write, to read historical documents. And they're dumbing us down. In the Quiet Weapons document, they talk about education. They say the quality of education given to the lower class, that's all of us, must be of the poorest sort, the moat of ignorance insulating the inferior class from the superior class remains incomprehensible. And they talk about how that will create permanent enslavement due to lack of knowledge. Please read the Quiet Weapons for a Silent Weapons for a Quiet War on stopthecrime.net.
All right, fine. And once again, how can they get to that website, Deborah?
Stopthecrime.net. You can sign up with our webmaster and get alerts as we get them. We're posting things constantly. And we are running a number of other sites, toxicsky.org. Refuse, smartmeters.com, and smartmetersmurder.com, and toxicdrinkingwater.org.
Well, basically, all of these are good websites. Deborah has a lot of fascinating documentation. We recommend you go there or read what she has to say, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Deborah, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program before we have to let you go. Go right ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to say that people, as they wake up or that they become aware of the multitude of attacks, we have to realize that many other people that won't see are already chemically lobotomized with so many of the toxins, the fluoride, the garbage, and the food. So all of us that are able, we have to speak up. We have to speak out. We are the media. We don't have a media. The elite's motto is disinformation through propaganda and massive terror. That is what they say is the glue to hold the control of global society together. And so you've got to first get educated, read that 44-page document on stopthecrime.net. We have that NASA war document there, too. Understand where we are, where our reality is. You must shift from your perceived reality and understand what is real so that then you can react accordingly. And you'll understand the level of energy you have to put into this time in our history and awareness and helping other people to understand, because it's coming down very, very quickly.
Now, this NASA document, you actually found this on the NASA website, didn't you?
Yes.
And basically, this was a talk that was given by the director of NASA. When did he give the talk?
It was in 2001, and everybody can go to that and read that. We have many postings under that. We have broken that document apart, and we've added links to some of the verbiage, like blast wave accelerator. We describe how that was invented in the 40s with Russia and the United States to be used as tidal waves. That's talked about in the NASA document as a weapon. They talk about towers being used as weapons in that document. In other words, the launch is everything. They're going to conscript insects they're going to use robotic cyborgs and machinery. It is just unbelievable. So when you go to the movies and you watch something like Oblivion, you can understand where these sick psychopaths are heading. And they are farming us. And we must create awareness. They have deceived us, and now they're poisoning us. And America would not be so easily taken down, or the rest of the world, if we were reading. And they have numbed down our education system. Again, when you go to that website, stopthecrime.net, and you read that silent weapons document, you really understand what they intend and what they have done to us. And how we get out of this is understand what
they've
done.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest has been Deborah Tavares. A great source of information, we suggest you go to our website. God bless you, Deborah, and thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon you to get information out. Now, basically, if you haven't heard our talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or gotten the syllabus, it goes with that. You really need to, because we have so much of the documentation there, and you can actually read it. And this is not what somebody says. You can read what they actually said. And basically, of course, we hope that you'll get the DVD on Agenda 21, the covert plan. I have another talk. It's called Agenda, pardon me, Population Control, the Secret Agenda. Population control, the secret agenda. And they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the children, and few people care, and they're poisoning the forest, and they're poisoning the bees. They're even putting out insecticides to poison the bees. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is real. They know what they're doing. Still, 50% of the dentists are putting mercury fillings into your mouth and poisoning you. And if you don't have it, get your mercury fillings out. You need to get it. They know what they're doing. Now, fortunately, about 50% of the dentists are no longer poisoning people. They're putting in composite fillings. But nobody wants to admit it. They're poisoning the air with spraying. Look at, go to the internet. Type in, certainly under Google, jet fuel aluminum. Find out that what we're telling you is actually true. Aluminum is an extremely toxic substance. And of course, it's certainly if you have not yet heard our DVD or seen our DVD on geoengineering or heard our 4CD set on geoengineering, you need to get them. Why? Because, of course, what they're doing is by spraying aluminum, why it's increasing in the soil, it's increasing in the trees, it's increasing in the food, it's increasing in the whales up 2,000%, it's increasing in you. Understand, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Now, we do hope, of course, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we do need your help. We've lost a couple of our advertisers. They're having financial problems, not because they weren't getting good results from us, but because of personal problems. So if you'd like to have something to advertise, or you'd like, of course, to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because this is a ministry. We hope we're going to be able to reach people and bring them to our Lord. Incidentally, I will be giving a talk in Colorado at Colorado Springs, and that's going to be in on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of July, and that's of this month now. It's not drawing close. If you're going to be there, let us know. We'd love to have a chance to talk to you. It's going to be one of the greatest meetings, as more of the leaders and certainly in the Christian community. And we're going into all sorts of fascinating talks. I'm very, very flattered to be asked to go. And certainly I'm looking forward to it. If you're going to be there, please let us know if you'd like to help at our table. Why, we could certainly use the help. Because Barbara and I want to get to some of the meetings, and so we'll work something out with you if you are in a position to give us a hand. That's at the meeting at the Pikes Peak Conference in Colorado Springs on on July 26, 27, and 28. Don't try to sign up for it. It's already filled. Well over 1,000 people are going to be there. It should be an exciting time. Well, Sydney, we do hope, of course, that if you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you'd like, of course, to get a catalog, why, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and may the Lord be with you.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is a new week, new day, new time to make changes. That's right. One change at a time, one act at a time. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world, and teaching others what you know. That's because some people are so oblivious. You know, it was interesting. I talked to somebody about what was going on in Cyprus. Is that a